Bradford Lewis isn't sure where he'd be without classical music.
Without classical music, I wouldn't be sane. I'll just put it that way. It's that important.
He's been a subscriber to the Buffalo Philharmonic Orchestra since 1969 and says they've come a long way.
When I was on the board with the orchestra from 1990 to 1995, and in those days, virtually every board meeting, the head financial person would get up and say, "You realize we are not a going concern. You realize that we have to plan on going out of business. You realize how bad this is, da-da-da-da-da-da." And it was a, you know, perpetual doom and gloom. Totally different world today. And I think the reason for that, number one, is Joanne. Unquestionably, in my mind, she is the finest music director we've ever had.
But it takes more than just a conductor and players to make an orchestra work. Lewis knows this firsthand, having spent 15 years volunteering with the music collection at the Buffalo and Erie County Public Library. He says the BPO's two full-time librarians, Patricia Kimball and Travis Hendra, are people who make the orchestra go.
We're responsible for the entire collection owned by the orchestra, and we are responsible for every piece of music that goes on stage for the orchestra to perform.
It's very rare anymore that we ever do a concert front to back where we just sit down, play some music, and go home. A lot of times now we're adding visual elements, or we're adding a dance component or some other extra musical component. A lot of times we'll take the lead with other members of the operations department to sort out those details.
Hendra says the library has several works that are rare and are hard to replace.
Our set to Lohengrin, the Overture to Act 3, has the Toscanini ending in it. A previous librarian wrote out the Toscanini ending. It just elongates the ending by about 6 or 8 measures. Parts have that. That's not something that we can, it's not in Toscanini's hand, but that's not something we can easily replace.
There's several ways Lewis's contribution can aid the orchestra.
It helps keep the organization healthy, which is the best thing. That's the best thing that we could ask for.
And we can keep pushing the boundaries of what we're going to do as an organization. We can keep trying to make special events and once-in-a-lifetime performances that we otherwise couldn't do.
I'd love if we could add 2 more violas and a double bass.
Uh-huh. Yes.
Yep.
But I don't think
you and the orchestra would love that.
They would love it.
Being recognized is nice, but for Lewis, it's about keeping classical music alive through community support.
The only reason that ended up was they gave me several alternatives of what they wanted to do, most of which involved getting up on a stage, and I said no. So this was about the last alternative, and they said, well, the library's down in the basement. I said, but nobody's going to see it except the staff and musicians who work there, right? And they said, fine. I said, that's good. Yeah, that's what's important, is knowing that the people who make the orchestra go are the people who benefit the most. And if they're recognized by name on the door, that's good.
Nick Lippa reporting for WBFO News.